If you are sitting at home next to your radio, you're hearing the music faster than you are if you're in the hall.
Listening for the secret. Searching for the sound. This is The Sound Podcast with Ira Haberman.
But not what you think. There's no green, no drink. I need a sip of positive things, nah, no tricks, real dreams. I need a dose of nothing you roll up. I'm on the clock this time. And when I'm all done and out of war one, you know I get real high. So how do I get through? You know, sweat off my back. Yeah, how do we get through this? Life's real, but that's what we live for. Come heavy as lead, won't let nobody ever take me down. Oh, hold steady my head when the world is crumbling all around. Oh, no pressure, no stress, I'm better. I'm best when the dark surrounds. Oh, come heavy as lead, won't let nobody ever take me down. Hold up, can we take a minute? Can we post up, post up? Gather our strength, can we roll up, roll up? All the inner troubles, let it burn up, burn up. Watch it rise through the air. And let it brighten up the sky tonight. We gotta realize, and we prepared. And to my people, yeah, it's dark tonight. We gotta realize, and we're not scared. How do I get through? You know, sweat off my back, yeah. How do we get through this? Life's real, but that's what we live for. Come heavy as lead, won't let nobody ever take me down. Oh, hold steady my head when the world is crumbling all around. Oh, no pressure, no stress, I'm better. I'm best when the dark surrounds. Oh, come heavy as lead, won't let nobody ever take me down. But this is what we live for. Come heavy as lead, won't let nobody ever take me down. Oh, hold steady my head when the world is crumbling all around. Oh, no pressure, no stress, I'm better. I'm best when the dark surrounds. Oh, come heavy as lead, won't let nobody ever take me down.
You've been listening to Heavy as Lead from Revolution's latest release, In the Moment. In the Moment is the seventh album from neo-reggae artist Revolution. To proclaim this band simply a reggae outfit wouldn't do their sound justice. This record was recorded over the pandemic, and for the first time since the band's inception, it wasn't recorded live with all the band members in attendance. When I sat down and chatted with the guitarist, vocalist, and frontman Eric Rahmani about the new record, our conversation started when I asked what the last year and a half has been like for the band.
It's been a trip. Because of, you know, what you just said, it's like we haven't played a show for a year and a half. It's so weird. I mean, we're a band that used to play over 200 shows a year in the early parts of it all, and feels like something is like missing from our lives. You know, I think we kind of needed a break after doing this for 17 years. We just didn't need this long of a break. So it just makes this new album and the tour coming up that much more special. So, to answer your question, it's been really, really weird, but also a very productive time because we've been working on this album, put a lot of hours into it. So we're excited.
This record was recorded remotely, right? Were you all not in the same place when you recorded this record?
Right. That's correct. Yeah. Everything remotely.
And what kind of challenges did that present for the band in terms of being able to communicate with one another, but also put these songs together? I mean, usually you can see each other, and if you want to do something different or change a hook around or a lyric, right, or whatever, it's really easy in person, but it must have been more difficult, obviously, over Zoom or however you were doing it.
Yeah, it was. So, you know, about, you know, for about four or five songs, we kind of let each member of the band kind of produce that particular song. And then for the other songs, our touring guitar player, Kyle Ahern, was a huge part to it all because of his production experience. We just, you know, songs that I was writing, I sent him a vocal track and he was able to punch it in to, you know, whatever, whatever program he uses. And, you know, he's a kid that grew up listening to Revolution. And so he knows kind of the sounds that we like. And he was really able to bring a lot of these songs to life. You know, the way that we usually do it is get inside a studio, record it, track it all live together. And, you know, Kyle was a big part in still, you know, getting that live sound that we love so much.
Well, it does feel live. And that's probably because of all of the other stuff that's going on in terms of production, whether it's that dub feel or some of the sounds that are coming out of different instruments, but it still very much has that live feel. Is that important to the band to sort of feel like the record is live as opposed to from the studio?
Yeah, absolutely. Because we know we want to be able to play these songs live. And, you know, for the most part, everything on this album, well, I shouldn't say everything, but a good majority is still people playing live instruments or, you know, playing it with their hands or, you know, me singing. There's not a lot of samples on this album. You know, there are a few, but in that regard, it's, you know, it's going to be easy to translate it to the live scenario, which is what we want to do. We always want to be able to play every song live in one way or another. That's very important to us. It's crazy to think that Revolution is kind of old school in that regard. You know, like we don't have a lot of track. We have no tracks actually going. We might have triggers and samples that we hit, you know, ourselves on stage, but you know, we still for the most part play everything live, which you know, to me is the old school way to do things.
No, it's cool. You wrote this whole record. Now, when we say you wrote this record, you wrote the lyrics to the record. Was the band more involved in writing the music, or was that also mostly you and maybe Kyle?
The band was probably involved in about 5 to 6 songs. We actually brought back a couple old songs from previous recording sessions, like maybe even 10 years ago. And we kind of revamped a couple of those, and that worked out really well. But yeah, for the most part, everything kind of funneled through me and Kyle, with the exception of a couple tracks, a couple instrumentals that were made by different producers. But yeah, it was a different experience in that regard. Usually we're used to producing everything ourselves. And this time we kind of let each person be the quarterback of their own song. And it was actually really fun to do that.
So let's talk about the lyrics for a second. Reggae's always been this interesting form of juxtaposition where on one side, it's very strong socio-political messaging. And on the other side, it's about living life to the fullest and love and relationships. I think those are the two kind of sides to what's going on in most reggae music and specifically in Revolution's music. I think In the Moment obviously speaks about the time we're living in and time in general.
Yeah, that's right on the dot. You know, yes, Revolution has always been a band talking about personal experience, personal struggle, but yeah, social issues as well. And I guess there's a two-part kind of answer here. But the first thing is, yeah, this album is called In the Moment because it's a reminder to live every day and be present in the moment, no matter the way you're looking at time. I think for this album, I was dealing with this question about whether I have enough time in life or too little time. And so each song on this album kind of has a different perspective on that, depending on, I don't know, my mood, the way I was looking at things. And I think there's, you know, two ways of looking at it always. But, and then to answer your question about reggae music, the way that reggae music has changed my life is that it's been really educational. And I've always felt like through the arts, through music, I can get out a message in a very profound way, as opposed to me just telling somebody, talking about it. When it's through music, when it's through some sort of artistic energy, I feel like it gets to people, you know, it really gets to their soul. And so that's why I feel like it's important for Revolution to continue talking about different social issues the way that we've seen it being covered in reggae music in the past. You know, there's a song called Adapt Survive on this album that I think demonstrates that and sort of summarizes our recent activity in, cannabis prisoners and our involvement in this organization called The Last Prisoner Project and trying to educate people that there are still people locked away in prison for, nonviolent cannabis offenses, which is something we've really been into the last few years. So, you know, it's both your personal struggle, personal experience, and then knowing that we have that kind of platform, we have those listeners to still get out that message that we feel is very important.
Well, the other thing is this idea of love. I mean, there's a few songs, You and I is one of them. And there's a few songs on this record that are about, and I don't know if they're your love stories or love stories in general, but there are sort of some of the even old school feeling, I think, sort of hits on it a little bit. That's also important, obviously, right? This whole idea of relationships, yeah, and people's place within each other's lives.
Absolutely. And I mean, yeah, that's definitely, you know, a personal thing. And it's like to write a love song is just so much fun. I think I was listening to a lot of Buddy Holly and some oldies when I was writing You and I, and I was living in Guam for a lot of this album, a lot of the creation of this album. And so, you know, there's definitely a lot of that lovers rock kind of islandy instrumentals on this album. And I think a lot of it has to do with just living on the island. And I don't know, just kind of felt like love was all around. It felt appropriate and fun to write to. Love songs never get old.
No, you know, for sure.
Yeah, I think, you know, I think listening to Gregory Isaacs and the Roots Radix, which was his backing band, was a big part to writing to this album as well. And you look at Gregory Isaacs and how many just amazing love songs he has. I mean, those are just timeless tunes. And I think I was just inspired by listening to that stuff too.
Lots of guests on this record as well, who have given the record a boost for sure. Kabaka Pyramid and Kiznambi from and Busy Signal from Jamaica. I mean, how do you even start to get in touch with these people to sort of have them join you on the record? Are these old relationships, new relationships?
Well, they're kind of new relationships. I mean, I had never met Busy Signal or Kabaka Pyramid. I met Kabaka Pyramid recently, but I think just the name Revolution sort of has some recognition, just kind of being in the scene and playing at festivals that these guys have been on. And Kiznambi's a guy I've been following for a while, and you know, we've met each other before, but it's really important for us to collaborate with artists from Jamaica just because they've influenced us. And we've been influenced by the legends of reggae music, but also the modern stuff too. I mean, I try to pay attention to it, and I feel like a lot of these guys still deserve some recognition. To get props from these guys, the fact that they want to collaborate with us, the fact they want to tour with us, you know, it really means the world to us because, you know, Revolution, like we mix it up. We're honored to be in like the reggae scene, but it's also important for us to let like our listeners know what reggae music is from Jamaica, the birthplace of reggae music. In a sense, it makes me feel a lot more comfortable and proud of this whole scene, knowing that there are those collaborations happening and people are recognizing, you know, what the legends of reggae music we're doing and also the modern stuff too.
Right. And Duran Jones also shows up on this record, which is great, and adds some styling to that zone, which is very cool.
Yeah. We toured with Duran Jones and the Indications, and we're big fans of those guys. And it's cool having a collaboration with someone outside of the reggae scene. And yeah, that was really fun.
You mentioned that you are going to be touring this record a little bit. And that must be exciting to be able to get out on the road again and show everybody that you're still around and still ready to entertain and show off these new tunes. What are you most excited about over the next little bit here?
Oh, for sure. It's always exciting playing new tunes and like hearing the fans sing those new songs for the first time. It's also a little nerve-wracking, but that's what, you know, we live for these kind of things. And, you know, for me, I still get nervous when I hit the stage. It's such a crazy amount of energy just flowing through your body when, you know, the lights go down and you know, we're like the headlining band and the microphone is hot. I mean, it's just a crazy feeling and something I really miss a lot. I miss those challenges. And, you know, for me, just performing is the way I really express myself. I can do it through writing music and recording, but when we get to perform it live, there's no feeling like that. It brings us back to the roots of this band. I mean, we started out as a live band before we had any material recorded. So it's something we miss and excited to get back out there.
I imagine too, it's exciting to see your brothers in the band again. I mean, it must have been a long while where you don't have that camaraderie of hanging out like 200 dates. You're hanging out almost every day with these people. And now you probably have a good break from them all and are ready to get going again, right?
Oh yeah. And we get along so well. Yeah. We're definitely like brothers. You know, I've seen those guys more than my friends at home, my family. So yeah, definitely miss those guys. We got together a month ago to do a music video for the album. But it was like no time had passed. You know what I mean? It's like we just know each other so. But yeah, looking forward to jamming with those guys and just, you know, we pick up each other on the road. The road can be tough sometimes, and just having that camaraderie just makes it, you know, doable.
What made you decide to do another take of To Be Younger, just an acoustic version of that tune?
Well, actually, the acoustic version was the original version, and then we kind of had a B version as well. And we just like both of them. You know, I think the song is a little sorrowful. When I was writing that song, it kind of felt like my time is going very fast. And
yeah,
just thinking about, you know, and then there are other songs where it's like, okay, well, be patient. So like, yeah, there's different ways of looking at time, but I think it was important for us. I like both versions of the song. I just felt like the acoustic version kind of showcased the mood a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And didn't want to leave out either version. So one is a little more danceable. One's a little bit more just, I don't know,
chill
and meaningful.
Did I read somewhere that you guys have your own cannabis line or CBD line now?
Yeah, we do. It's through a company called Flav, FLAV, and they're good friends of ours, and sort of just something just on the side that we do.
Dude, thanks so much for making this music. I know it's been a difficult time, but it seems like a lot of people are coming out of this on the right end of things and have used the time wisely to refresh, but also to make interesting music, you know, not just sad songs about sitting at home alone in the pandemic. So I appreciate that, because that could have easily been what you guys did. And thanks for making another great record. We appreciate the, you know, the neo reggae, the new school sounds that you guys are producing. So thank you.
Oh man, right on. And thank you for covering the band. And yeah, it's an exciting time. I feel like it's a breath of fresh air and just ready to get back out there, man. Like, I'm ready to feel younger again.
There you go, man. Thanks for taking the time. We really appreciate it. All right.
All right. Right on, man.
For more on Revolution, visit revolutionmusic.com. The site is filled with upcoming tour dates, videos, and more. Before we leave you, let's go back to In the Moment for this snappy little tune. Here is Old School Feeling.
Testing the water, doing things I shouldn't do. I had no plan and no timing and no clue. Sometimes it only takes a song just to cool down the mood. I know I got a real solution to the problem. Cool my emotions when it's hot. Took a minute, but we got down to the bottom. To cool it down, and that's just what we want. Play me something.
You've been listening to The Sound Podcast. Technical production by Adam Karsh and Andrea Ruse. Inspired by the music we love. For more, visit thesoundpodcast.com.